The defending conference champion Platteville volleyball team scored a sweep at Richland Center on Thursday night. The scores were 25-19, 25-20, and 25-23. The Hornets fell to 1-1 on the young season and 9-3 overall. Platteville is now 2-0 in the league, 13-2 overall. The most deflating loss for the Hornets was the opening set when twice they were leading by 9 points. Platteville came back to outscore Richland Center 18-3 and win by 6. Senior Rihanna Dye led the way with 7 kills, while Hornets senior Elevie Weiss had 3 kills in the opener. Platteville led throughout the second set. However, the Hornets made a strong push near the end and battled back to trail 22-20 before the Hillmen scored the last 3 points to win. Soraya Stone led the way to the win with 2 kills and a block. J.C. Gander helped the comeback with 3 kills for Richland Center. In the third and final set, it was close all the way. Richland Center led 23-22 before the Hillmen scored the last 3 points to win 25-23. Avery Richard had 2 key kills, and Quinn Temperley had 4 overall for Platteville. Richland Center's Kylie Burns had a kill and a block. Platteville won the JV 1 match 2-1, while Richland Center won the JV 2 match 2-1. The Hornets will travel to River Valley Tuesday, while Platteville will play Dodgeville. Elsewhere, River Valley was a winner by sweep over Lancaster. In Southwest Conference action, Boscobel swept Mineral Point in the SWAL. Fenimore 3-1 over Darlington. In the Ridge and Valley, among the scores, Seneca swept Weston. Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo by sweep. Highland 3-2 over Potosi. Cuba City 3-0 over Iowa Grant. Schulzberg swept Benton. In the Scenic Bluffs, it was Royal 3-0 over Nisida and 3-2 over Winnewick Center. Winnewick Center defeated New Lisbon 3-0 in that quad at Winnewick Center. Also last night at Cashton, Bangor 3-1 over Brookwood and Bangor 3-2 over Cashton. Hillsboro swept Cashton and Hillsboro was a winner 3-1 over Brookwood. In high school soccer last night, Richland Center lost to Platteville Lancaster 3-0 at Avitus Rip Field. Prairie du Chien Co-op Schools with a 3-1 win over Dodgeville Mineral Point. Wisconsin Heights 1-0 over Waupun. La Crosse Central beat Toma 4-0. There's one high school football game in the area last night. Wisconsin Dells over Adams Friendship by a score of 37-12. Scenic Bluffs Conference games going on this evening include Royal at Cashton, New Lisbon at Nisida, and Hillsboro at Brookwood. Plus, Ithaca Weston will play host to Bangor tonight at Ithaca. We'll have that game. It's our game of the week on WRCO Radio. After last week and a big win over New Lisbon, a night that featured good night on offense for Coach Kyle Kelly's team.
Yeah, they had 300 yards on the ground, so that's a good problem to have.
What were the things that led to some of the good running plays? Were you getting some good blocking?
Yeah, I felt they were very assignment sound up front, and then I said just good hard running.
I asked Kyle about Bangor.
They run a double tight, double wing offense. They run it very, very well, so trying to figure out how to stop that.
Is that a common thing? Do you see that very often?
No. What they run is pretty unique to them. That's a huge advantage that they have.
Bangor and Ithaca Weston tonight in area football. Southwest Conference features Prairie du Chien at Broadhead Judah, Platteville at Richland Center. Here is Coach Andy Troxell.
Platteville's going to go through the air. They're more of a spread team. You know, the only thing that'll be a little bit different this week is I know they lost their all-state quarterback to a broken collarbone a couple weeks ago. You know, so that looks a little bit different. I mean, certainly the guy that's going to step into that role this week is no slouch at all, but you know, anytime you're not going against a 2 or 3 year starter, right, and an all state kid, I mean that absolutely helps. But he is absolutely a run threat, and so that's something that we've been preparing for this week as well.
Dodgeville plays at River Valley among the Southwest Conference games. Here's Coach Tyler McLean.
They're a heavy run team, something that we've kind of struggled a little bit stopping so far on the defensive side of it. They got some guys up front that we're going to have to neutralize and kind of win that line of scrimmage. Obviously, kind of the same struggles we have with Fenimore when stuff gets to the outside. We got to be willing to tackle and being able to fit. So, again, big focus for us this week and sort of the biggest area we're trying to eliminate with Dodgeville.
it's not Richland Center, but still, I think Dodgeville presents a good rivalry when you play them, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of connections there, I still think. There's a couple kids that know kids pretty well from over there. I think last year's result, too, where they kind of came down and punched us in the mouth and got that win there, it kind of leaves a bad taste in our mouth as well. So again, I expect a very physical, intense game, and probably a great game for anybody to be coming and watching.
Lancaster plays at Mineral Point in a crossover between the conferences. Six Rivers League action tonight. Iowa Grant is at Blackhawk Warren. Boscobel at Potosi Cassville. Riverdale travels to River Ridge. Here is Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson.
Yeah, River Ridge always has good culture. Coach Winkers runs a good program down there. They're run heavy offense with some swing paths built in, but we got to be on our option game this week.
I presume you had a chance to see their game with Potosi Cassville. That must have been a good one last week, wasn't it?
It was. They did give up a safety, and they did give up a defensive touchdown. But otherwise, it was kind of a grind on both sides. I think Potosi was probably the better team, but you cannot count these teams out in this league. It's a really strong league.
In Southwest Activities League Conference action tonight, Cuba City is at Southwestern East Dubuque, Benton Scales Mount Illinois, Scholesburg playing at Fenimore, and Darlington at New Glarus, Cooley Conference, Viroqua at Luther, GET at Westby, West Salem at Arcadia, Black River Falls at Aquinas. And in the Mississippi Valley, Onalaska is at Reedsburg, La Crosse Central at Baraboo, Toma at La Crosse Logan, Holman at Sparta. Six Rivers Conference tomorrow, Wazika Subin Seneca plays at Pecatonica Argyle. In eight-player football tonight among the games, Belmont is playing at Kickapoo Lafarge, DeSoto at North Crawford, some good matchups there, and Wonewoc Center is playing Monticello as well in area action. Well, on the bowling scene yesterday, Coffee Clutch League, 10 pins, had an 18-17 series. Holy Rollers, 17-92. Spare Parts, 17-66. High Game Honors, 10 pins, 669. Holy Rollers, 631. Alley Cats, a 614. Top series, Irene Klatt Stovey, a 511. Lila Kraska, 508. Pat Adams, 495. Lila Kraska with a 211. Irene Klatt Stovey, a 210. Marsha Mahatka, a 183. Arlene Connor had a 610 split pickup. Deanne Kepler, an 810. Vicky Neff, a 4-5. Jean Nix, a 910. Judy Shireman, a 310. And in the All-Star League, series high, Alana Springs Campground, 28-23. Turbo's Bar and Grill, 27-89. Jones Body Shop, 27-28. High Game Honors, 979 for Turbo's Bar and Grill. Alana Springs Campground, 974. Julie Karen State Farm, 967. Top Series, Casey Ewing, a 667. Ken Nix Jr., 660. Travis Bushley, a 657. Top Game, Brian Keister with a 101 over average night, 279. Ken Nix Jr., 268. Elijah Cannon had a 257. Brian Kester bowling a 643 series, 109 over average. Will Barassa bowled a 563, 104 over average. Addison Pardoon with a 235, 81 pins over average. And Kerry Neff with a 221, 73 over average in the All-Star Bowling League.